All right, let's just assume the killer is repeating Woodsboro. Yes?
I have Bob calling.
I'll have to call you back.
That doesn't explain Sydney's attack. Sydney wasn't killed in Woodsboro. It
wasn't for a lack of trying. The killer's trying to finish what was started.
Well, says under protection, right?
Yeah.
What?
Bob really needs to talk to you.
Tell Bob I'll call him back.
When she starts smoking?
Ever since those nude pictures on the internet.
It was just my head. It was Jennifer Aniston's body. Anyway, you're forgetting something. In Woodsboro, there were more victims before the home stretch. Tatum, my cameraman, him.
Time out. See, I don't need to be hearing about no dead cameraman, all right? Now, I'm one of you guys. I am a verb away from vacating these premises. Now, I'm gonna go get me some coffee, donuts, Prozac, see if I can find some crack, Special K, X, not Malcolm. And I'll be back when you guys start talking about something a little more say about a bellish, all right?
He seems a little shaky.
Don't worry about him. If the killer is following a pattern, then maybe we can figure out who's next.
I wouldn't follow a killer's pattern. We were all involved in Woodsboro. Could be any one of us.
Okay, so what do you want to do, Bonehead? You just want to sit here and wait and see who drops next?
Well, I don't know. Bonehead.
Gail's not here.
I'm not interrupting anything, am I? You three look deep in thought. Have you ever felt a knife cut through human flesh and scrape the bone beneath?
It's him.
Who?
The killer. He can see us.
Just keep him on the phone.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Just keep him talking. Come on, Gail.
What are we doing?
Hi.
Look for somebody with a cell phone.
What's your favorite scary movie?
He'll never find me.
Yeah, what do you care? Let them have their fun. So, what's up?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Showgirls. Absolutely frightening. What's yours?
Oh!
Sorry.
That's your problem.
Wait, let me guess. A house in Sorority Row? Dorm that drip blood? Splatter University? Graduation day? Final exam? Am I close?
Closer than you think. Too slow, geek. Do you want to die?
Is that the best you can do? Because Billy and Stu were much more original.
Hey! Who's this?
Who's this?
Gail Weathers, author of the Woodsboro Murders.
Who?
Okay. He's gotta be around here someplace. He's just playing with us.
White male suspect, 9 o'clock.
My clock or your clock?
Your clock. I'll go around the back.
Why are you even here, Randy? You'll never be the leading man.
Fuck you!
No matter how hard you try, you'll never be the hero, and you'll never, ever get the girl.
Wait! Shit! Sorry. Hey, man.
Wrong guy, dead boy.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's redirect a moment, Mr. I'm So Original. Huh?
What's going on? What the hell? What the hell
are you doing? Come on, you citizens!
Can I help you?
Hello?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Take your pardon.
Where's your innovation, huh? Why copycat two high school loser-ass dickheads? Stu was a pussy-ass wet rag. And Billy Loomis, what the fuck? Jesus! What a rat-looking, homo-repressed mama's boy. Why not set your goals higher, huh? You want to be one of the big boys? Huh? Manson? Bundy? OJ? Son of a...
window.
Is this the man?
Yes, sir.
Is this the gentleman who crashed through Victor Maitland's window? Who disabled a non-marked unit with a banana?
Yes, sir.
Who lured Taggett and Rosemont into a gross dereliction of duty at a striptease establishment?
It's Rosewood, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is this the gentleman who ruined the buffet at the Harrow Club this morning?
Yes, sir.
I just bet you are the pride of your department in Detroit. Lieutenant, I'd like to see you in your office.
Yes, sir.
Is this the man who wrecked the buffet at the Harrow Club this morning?
Lower your voice, for Christ's sake.
Shovel and dirt, and not even worry about getting hurt. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Just so I can come home and kiss your cheek. I love you in the morning, and I love you at noon. I love you in the night and take you to the moon. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough?
A song that might help you cope with some of those feelings, okay? It's called Lesbian Seagull.
She flies so gracefully over rocks, trees, and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. She proudly lifts her voice to sound the mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, "Caw, caw, caw, come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me. Fly high, lesbian seagull.
That's him. He's their teacher.
What's going on here?
I'll ask the questions. Are these your students?
I assume you're a government agent. I would think you would know there's something in this country called due process, okay?
That's about the kind of talk I'd expect from the guy who taught these two. Take this scum away.
I believe I'm supposed to be read my Miranda rights. Now, if
I always knew they were no good. I hate them. Shut up. You've been harboring two criminal masterminds.
When you were walking forwards, that you'd end wrong with this picture?
Nice night for a walk, eh?
Nice night for a walk.
Wash day tomorrow. Nothing clean, right?
Nothing clean, right?
Hey, I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
You're close. Give them to me, now.
Fuck you, asshole!
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Landlord say your rent is late, he may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me, I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life expect some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't
worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. I'm not worried. I'm happy.
Just a minute, I'm not finished yet.
Sorry, Mr. Underhill.
Does that look like I'm finished?
I guess not.
Now I'm finished.
Whatever you say, Mr. Underhill.
I imagine you're expecting a nice gratuity, right? Maybe next time.
Dale Stanley? I haven't seen you since the wedding. You look great.
I do? That's very sweet of you. You know, I have to confess something to you. I must have been pretty plowed at your wedding. I don't have any idea who you are.
Not my wedding, your wedding.
Oh, my wedding?
Yes.
Thank God. Yeah, doesn't really help me. Are you a friend of Alan's?
Why, yes, we used to fly together. I'm John.
Oh, John. Oh, now, John who?
John Cocktoastone.
It's a beautiful name.
Well, it's Scotch-Romanian.
It's an odd combination.
Yeah, well, so are my parents.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I practice some more? I have to work on my downstroke.
You bet. Go ahead.
Excuse me, senor. You are a member of the club?
No, I'm not. I'm with the Underhills.
They are left, senor.
That's all right. They'll be back. He went out for his ear analysis.
Would you like some drinks, senor, while you wait? I will put it on the Underhill's bill.
Yes, very good. I'll have a Bloody Mary and a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich, please.
Very good, senor.
Oh, hi.
So how's Alan?
What are you asking me for? He's been so busy lately, I hardly see him. He's been preoccupied.
With what?
I don't know. Personal stuff. Whoa! Look, I hit one.
Not bad. You know, lobs are a very important part of the game. Sorry, sir. Let me show you a couple of things. Here. Stand here for a sec. Now, look. When the ball comes, face the ball like this. See?
Yeah.
And then pivot your body and step in like that. Swing. Step in with your left foot, just like this. Okay? Go ahead, try one. All right, go ahead. Get in that ready position.
Yeah.
And the ball's going to come now. I want you to pivot. Ready?
Yeah.
How many did you put in the machine there?
I thought I put a lot. But...
yeah, well, that's it. It's finished. Good. Much better.
You know, I must be having an off day. I'm usually a fabulous player.
Well, I have this effect on a lot of women.
Bet you do.
You know, the reason I was asking about Alan is that I bumped into him this morning, and you know what I can't figure out?
Alan's in Utah.
I can't figure out what I was doing in Utah this morning.
I'm very flattered, but I'm also very married. You are trying to hit on me, aren't you?
How did you guess? I'm such a heel, I don't know what came over me.
If I had a nickel for every one of Alan's flyboy buddies tried to pick me up, I'd be a rich woman.
You are a rich woman.
See what I mean?
Smells so nice.
fucking move. God damn it!
God.
Okay. Everybody slow down. I have had a very, very bad day, and I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here. Sydney?
Cotton, meet Billy Loomis's mother. She's the killer.
What? And who's that?
The other killer, Mickey.
Okay.
Look, Cotton.
Shut up. So, you're not Debbie Salt, are you? You're not with the Post Telegraph.
No, but I can still help you, Cotton. You don't need her. Let me kill her. As long as she's alive, you're never going to be the lead story. That's what you really want, isn't it, Cotton? If you really want to be in the spotlight, just let me kill her right now. Then you're the only survivor. You're the star. She sent you to prison for a year. Personally, I think it's rather poetic. No. No, Cotton, don't you listen to her.
Oh. Whoa. It's quite a predicament you're in, Sid.
Cotton.
I mean, she makes a good point. Let me think about this. Maybe you should, too. Bet you that Diane Sawyer interview's looking real good right about now. Huh?
Consider it done.
Intense. Hey, Sydney, look, I want you to know that I would never, ever do anything to hurt you.
Go ahead and give me the gun.
Yeah, okay, sure. Take it. They said, you know, we should probably talk about what exactly happened here, you know? I mean, get our story straight for the press statement.
God. Can somebody get me out of here? Gail.
Oh, are you all right?
I've been shot. Of course not. Ow!
Give me your hand, Gail.
Ow.
Jesus, scared the crap out of me. Isn't anybody else down there, is there?
No.
So much for reporting from the trenches, huh?
Shut up, Cotton.
How bad is it?
Just bounced off my ribs.
Jeez, Gail, you got more lines than a cat.
Can you one of those? Is she dead?
I don't know. May always come back.
Just in case.
Beggar man by trade, a despot man.
Thank you. Yeah. super freak. A girl's a super freak. Super freak. A girl's a super freak. Super freak. A girl's a super freak.